I'd like you to do me a favor. If you've ever wanted a taste of fame, raise your hand. I mean it. Go ahead, I'll wait. Raise your hand. Now, look around that subway car, or that red traffic light, or even in the back of a classroom. Look at all those hands in the air. We've all craved fame, fortune, celebrity. But how often do we stop to wonder about the downside of being in the public eye? Tonight's story considers the cost of fame, a price so steep it might cost you everything. Let's get to it. Turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents The Stand-In, a DTC radio story by Corey Paca.
May as well start with the interview.
At least that's the way I see it. All we're doing is assuming a role in one form or another. It's facade. It's the price we pay for being alive, I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm terribly sorry that Troy Maxim couldn't be here tonight.
That was the name they gave me, my management company. To the public, I was an actor named Troy Maxim. To you, well, you can call me Jacob. You've probably seen what happened next on YouTube already, but just in case...
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Troy, please, let's not do this. Is everything okay? You're not yourself.
And who exactly is that, Bobby? Can you answer that for me? Who are you? What are all of you laughing at? None of this is fucking funny.
Okay, that's it. We're going to commercial. Troy, get out of here. We are not going to do that.
That's not my name. Get your goddamn hands off of me!
The results went viral. My career went into a tailspin.
Troy, what the fuck is wrong with you?
My manager and agent, Celine.
Celine, I don't know what to tell you. Can we cite exhaustion for this outburst? That usually makes these things go away. Or maybe it was all taken out of context.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. In fact, why don't we pretend that this whole entire conversation didn't take place? The network accepted an out-of-court settlement. They are willing to pretend it didn't happen. We'll just say that you've decided to pause for a little self-reflection. You've got a month until shooting starts. You're going to take that time to find out just who Troy Maxim is.
That's absurd.
Of course it is. But it makes the problem go away.
No, I mean what you're calling me. That isn't my name.
As long as we're on that topic, who are you anyway?
Troy Maxim isn't my name. It's the one you gave me, remember?
I do. But now, it's time to forget. Take this time and figure out just who it is you want to be. If you aren't careful, it might all go away. Oh, and speaking of which, your advance on Dark Matter 2? Forget that too. It will about cover the costs for this whole fiasco.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. You have 1 month. Figure this shit out.
Figure this shit out. My next role was a detective. Maybe I could chalk this all up to character work. Actor garbage. People pay me to say this. It's perverse, I know. Dark Matter, the film that put me on the map a few years ago. An existential, postmodern detective story, loosely based on the fiction of Paul Auster, but updated for 21st century conventions. It has the internet, smartphones, TMZ. It's clever, if you like that kind of thing. The sequel starts shooting in a month right here in New York City. Expectations are high, given the unexpected success of its predecessor. Who would have expected a movie like this to make money, but it did. It also garnered awards recognition. It turned a then unknown actor named Troy Maxim into a household name virtually overnight. How did it all get so far? What was I doing to myself? Well, there was that. All this time spent awake gave me plenty of time to ponder things. How exactly I got here. Given the scrutiny over my personal life and all the media attention focused on me, I couldn't afford to go out. Couldn't afford to be filmed on someone's phone in some back alley hookup. Couldn't afford some trick to post a picture of us on social media the morning after. One thing I could afford, though? Cable television. Here's where it might get confusing.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my next guest.
A repeat. Bobby must be recovering from that unexpected nose job.
He's the star of the number one movie in America, Dark Matter. Here is Troy Maxim!
I figured they would do this. Couldn't fault their grab at ratings. I sat back and enjoyed my finest performance.
Well, Troy, thank you for joining
me. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. I've been watching this show forever. This is my dream.
Humble and cute, ladies and gentlemen.
Queer as a $3 bill, ladies. But you flatter me.
Flatter me.
In my defense, I tried to make the case. The world might be ready for an openly gay movie star, I said.
Well, give yourself some credit.
Celine said I didn't know what I was talking about. She said her track record spoke for itself.
The number one movie in the country?
Numbers don't lie, I guess. But people do. I did.
That's quite an accomplishment, but where the heck did you come from anyway?
Well, I grew up in Iowa. I was active in the theater from a young age. When I graduated from college, I moved to New York, went on some auditions, and well, here I am.
That's simple, huh? Where can I sign up for that job?
Troy omitted one or two key details.
Well, I am skipping over a few things.
I was in a couple of shows in high school. It was fun. I took some drama classes in college, but dropped out to stumble my way towards New York. I was exceptionally lucky.
But I have to tell you, I'm just very happy to be here.
There are people who work their whole lives to get a fraction of what I had. Me, I was in the right place at the right time. And I got rich, quickly. It's unfair, I know.
The past year has been a blur, but I'm just grateful to have been a part of this movie and to be here now.
When I threatened to come out, Celine threatened to terminate my contract. I folded. My boyfriend said he never wanted to see me again.
It's been rewarding, you know? Generously rewarding.
He forgot to mention the meager bank account balances, punctuated by evictions and intermittent periods of homelessness. It's not that I couldn't get a survival job, as so many actors do. I just couldn't hold on to one. Maybe it was the bag of marijuana they found in the bathroom of the office I was working in, the one they traced to me. Maybe it was the time I talked my IT manager into going down on me in the copy room. It was dark for a time.
So, tell me a bit about this movie, Dark Matter. Sounds kind of heavy.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it is. It's something of an existential detective story. I play a young man who wakes up one morning to find a police officer waiting by the door accusing him of murder. He has 1 month to figure it out, what's going on, clear his name, and maybe, maybe go back to his old life.
Celine offered it to me because she knew it was the ideal project.
No wonder everyone hates Mondays. It sounds a bit Kafka-esque.
Well, the trial was an influence. Also, the New York trilogy by Paul Auster. Dostoevsky, it's got a left-of-center literary slant to it.
Did you have to take a survey class to land the audition?
No. But I did read all the books as part of my homework. I had a whole syllabus. An actor prepares. You know how it is.
The principal preparation involved staying up for 3 straight nights on a Coke binge. I wanted to convincingly portray the character at his most paranoid and desperate. I wanted to really inhabit the role. Okay, I had money, and I just liked Coke.
Well, the film sounds fascinating. I can't wait to see it, and I wish you all the best. You're gonna go far.
Thank you, Bobby.
Troy Maxim, everybody. We're gonna take a little break. Stick around. Father John Misty is up next.
I needed a drink. This is where things got blurry. The blurs became waves. I was in the ocean, lost at sea. Then I went under. I felt like I was drowning. I clawed for the surface, but I just kept sinking. Then, morning. I must have drifted off. I guess my system finally gave out. I don't remember cooking anything. Unless, of course, I left the stove on. Shit!
Oh! Good morning! Did you sleep well?
It was me. I saw me. My exact double. I saw the me that everyone else saw. The me that was on Bobby Marks last night in a syndicated repeat. The me that...
Can I get you in some breakfast? There wasn't much in the fridge, but I stopped by Whole Foods. I got mangoes.
The me that still made feta cheese omelets with a slice of mango for breakfast. I wasn't going to insult myself by saying no.
There you go. Bon appetit. And there's coffee there too, if you're so inclined. I would offer to get it for you, but these omelets. I have outdone myself. Try it and see.
What the fuck is going on?
Breakfast.
Who are you?
I'm Troy.
You're me.
No, I'm not. You see, what you perceive as being yourself is, in essence, another character you portrayed. This is a part of the agreement you made when you signed with Celine's agency. It's the agreement you made when you registered your professional name with SAG-AFTRA. To some extent, it's part of the agreement you made when you decided to become an actor in the first place.
What?
I'm you. I'm just the best parts of you. I'm the part of you that comes across as young, hungry, and enthusiastic in auditions and screen tests. I'm the you that doesn't get vaguely annoyed when some starry-eyed fan asks for a selfie. I'm the you that conforms to the unspoken heteronormative standard that public figures have to fit into. I'm the you that doesn't harbor a secret drug habit. Speaking of which... I'm meeting with Celine at 1 o'clock. I'll see how she feels about that.
Your meeting with Celine?
Yep, but not until 1. Gotta love actor hours. They pay me for this.
No, I mean you.
Of course. Who else?
I need coffee. What the hell did Janice give me?
Your dealer? I am definitely thinking it might be about time to go public with the drug stuff. It could help explain the tirade on Bobby Marks. Ooh, I am just full of ideas today.
You're full of shit. This is a dream. This is some elaborate hallucination. This is not what it appears to be in the slightest.
This is you being ridiculous when I have a very full day ahead of me. I cooked, so I'm gonna leave it to you to do the dishes. Try not to burn the place down. Oh, and we'll be doing a conference call with the producer of Dark Matter 2 during the meeting. If you want to dial in, I left a note on the counter with the number. The only condition is that you aren't allowed to speak. If you make a noise, this arrangement of ours is null and void. You'll have to clean up this mess on your own. Understand?
Our arrangement?
Finish your mango.
I finished that mango, and I made more coffee. I thought long and hard about these unique circumstances. I thought so much, I forgot to pay attention to the time. It was 1:10 by the time I found the note with the conference call line. I joined the discussion with Raquel, the producer, already in progress.
Certainly a lot of PR maneuvering to do, but I think we're more than adequately prepared to handle it. We've been through worse than this and turned out better for it, I think. Come on, Raquel. You know me.
That's all well and good, Celine, but I think we need assurance from your client. Could he even be bothered to show up today?
That was it. That was where this whole thing would come out. There's no way my doppelganger, or whoever he was, could have been real. This was my time to ignore my imagined warning, speak up for myself, and...
As a matter of fact...
What?
I am here, Raquel. I stopped in for a meeting with Celine, and she informed me that she was due to speak with you today. I figured it was best if I stuck around to explain things.
Yes, can you please explain?
Yes. Mr. Maxim, can you please explain? I have to tell you, our partners and investors are quite concerned. Insurance is a tenuous arrangement. There's an awful lot riding on this project, and
I hear you, and I understand. Ma'am, I have to be honest. The past few months have been a bit difficult for me. I've been living something of a double life, you might say. I haven't exactly been forthcoming about my inner struggles. I think they emerged in a rather dramatic fashion on Mr. Mark's show the other night.
Well, what exactly, if I may ask, is wrong?
I'm a recovering drug addict. At the time I appeared on Bobby Mark's, I was in the midst of withdrawal. I was irritable. I hadn't slept in days. I was trying to go cold turkey and I just couldn't handle it. I vented my frustrations on an undeserving target, and I just hope Bobby can find it in his heart to forgive me.
Ridiculous. There's no way they would—
Well, Mr. Maxim, I have to say I'm very sorry to hear about this.
But unfortunately,
our insurers are a different matter. Typically, they require some sort of conditional arrangement. A stint in a rehabilitation program of some kind is usually—
Say no more. In fact, I'm spending this month before shooting starts in an outpatient program. It's why I'm able to speak with you now.
Really?
Really?
Really. Sorry to keep all of this from you, Raquel, but we had to act fast. Besides, Troy has been doing a lot of soul searching as part of the program, and I think he's trying to do what's right. Even if he is a little ahead of us on it all.
Yes. The one thing I haven't done right so far is communication.
I suppose not. Well, I have to say I'm encouraged by what I'm hearing. I have a meeting with our investors later today, and I'll be sure to bring this up. I'll report back if anything changes. In the meantime, Troy, you keep it up. We're still set to start shooting on schedule, so use this time wisely.
Well, the script calls for the detective to survive a near-death experience, so... Well, you can see where this is going. It should be, interesting.
Indeed.
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 Well, duty calls. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me. Most encouraging. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Did you get all that, Jacob?
Jacob, we know you're on the line. You can talk now. Raquel just hung up.
How did you know?
We know you. Well, that and we heard the phone line beep when you dialed in. It's amazing Raquel didn't say anything.
Raquel never says anything except, what's the expected gross?
Well, can you blame her?
No. I primarily blame Jacob.
Everyone does. I said that out loud, didn't I?
Yes, idiot. You did. No matter. In a few hours, all of this will be behind us. We'll draw up the papers and get them to you tonight.
What papers?
Standard terms of agreement. Troy will bring them by. We'll get them signed, and that will be that.
I don't understand.
Of course you don't. Troy will explain. Won't you, Troy?
I will. Jacob, you just do the dishes and I'll see you in a bit.
Terms of agreement. What the hell did that mean? As I contemplated this, I did what I told myself to do. The dishes. I behaved myself. I tried not to burn the place down. More than anything, I just felt oddly resigned. But why?
Jacob!
Troy.
Is the nomenclature starting to sound appropriate?
You aren't me. You never have been. I'm coming to terms with the fact that I'll never be you.
Well, that's a fair assessment. Everyone wants to be Cary Grant. Even I want to be Cary Grant.
Who said that?
Cary Grant. He continued, I pretended to be somebody I wanted to be until finally I became that person. Or he became me. You choose to live your life as someone else, and I am the sum total product of that. If you wish to continue down that path, all you need to do is sign on the dotted line.
What if I refuse?
Then, the insurers abandon ship, the investors back out, and Dark Matter 2 is null and void. The studio loses a fortune, you probably get the shih tzu out of you, leading to another out-of-court settlement. A big one. Whatever money you have now goes to legal fees and living costs. What's left over feeds your drug habit, and sooner or later you wind up a back page obituary in the Hollywood Reporter. Or you become a where are they now? A cautionary tale of how not to make it in the entertainment business. Do you like working retail? Waiting tables? Having people in line at the grocery store take your picture and selling it to TMZ? I didn't think so.
And if I sign?
Business as usual. I start shooting in a couple of weeks and everything goes along more or less according to plan.
What happens to me?
That I can't tell you. You're just gonna have to find out.
I picked up the pen. I pressed it to the paper. I don't think I ever took more time signing my name to something. I felt off. I don't feel so good.
Keep at it.
I feel cold. I think I'm gonna throw up.
Sign the contract.
I don't think I can.
You're doing fine.
No, I'm not. What's happening? What the hell are you doing? Don't!
sign?
He did.
Good job. Are you ready to be a movie star?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back an old friend of the show, Troy Maxim. You, sir, are violating the terms of the restraining order. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Bobby, I'm sorry. And thank you for having me back. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. In fact, I hope that everyone watching at home can do the same. I was going through a dark phase the last time I was here, but that's certainly no excuse. I'd like to think that I'm starting over. I had an incredible experience making the movie, and in a lot of ways, I feel like a new person. I don't think I am who you had on the show last time around. He's gone. I'm here. Do you forgive me, Bobby? Bobby. Bubba.
You lug. Let's hug it out. And for what it's worth, I forgive you. Even if I didn't, it appears as if the movie-going public has. Dark Matter 2 is the number one movie in America. Welcome back, Troy.
Thank you, Bobby. It's good to be me.
The Stand-In was recorded in its entirety on July 23 in New York City, featuring Laura Iris Hill, Christina Pitter, Josh Adam Ramos, Rob Karma Robinson, and Kia Ciotti. It was written by Corey Peka and directed by Robert A.K. Gagno. Sound engineering by Liz Regan, sound design and editing by Robert A.K. Gagno, play development by Sarah Mish. Artwork by Andrew Singer, DTC radio theme by Spencer Robelin. The Stand-In was a DTC radio production. My name is Pip Gangenbach, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. You can like Distilled Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. Until next time, did you know Laura Dern won the Emmy for Best Supporting Actress in a Limited Series or Movie for her performance in Big Little Lies? Good night, and we're proud of you, Laura Dern, wherever you are.